Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again. With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Oh, hi, guys. It's us. Thank you for tuning in. This is In This League.
On the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, if you didn't know that. I am...
Oh, hi.
I'm Chris Wells.
Ohio.
That's Scott Bogman. Bogman's, you're in an ornery mood.
Yeah, I'm not in a great mood.
No. Benny, if you want to unload, it's therapy session.
No, I definitely don't.
Sit down on the casting couch. It's a nice black couch here. Totally
can I make
clean.
$1,000 to $5,000 a day?
Yeah, you have potential. If you want to unload, unload the poor choice of words, but... If you want to, sit back.
If you can unload, I can make $1,000 to $5,000 a day. Is that what you're
telling
me?
Listen, can you take out your ID?
Guy behind the desk?
I'd like you to show your driver's license to the camera.
Oh,
please.
No. I only have my ASU ID. Will that work?
That's perfect. Oh, look. You're 36. That's a little too old. Sorry. You're going to have to go. This is a safe space. You need to get anything off your chest?
No. It's just you and I have done so much recording.
No.
And just the goddamn walls are closing in on me here.
Oh, so
that's
you need
pretty
to go,
much what it is.
You need to go do something, is what you're
I need
saying.
To go do something outside my apartment.
What are you going to go do?
I'm
go see Lion King alone?
No. So I can be on a list? I'm pretty sure any single male in his mid-30s with a beard goes to see the Lion King by himself, automatically going
I'm pretty
on a list.
Sure you specifically because of the hair right now. Like, You don't blend into a crowd right now. If you were doing the headband with the Philip Lindsay hair and the beard and you walked in, I'm pretty sure someone would take a picture and they'd be like, this is a problem.
I did trim up the beard because, I do Postmates on occasion. And I was doing that the other day and I walked into this ice cream shop because for whatever reason, people think, oh, I'll just have the Postmate guy bring me ice cream because it definitely won't all be melted by the time it comes to my house.
It's Arizona, too. It is
117 degrees out.
No, it's 184 degrees out every single day, closing in on 200 degrees, it feels like. And they're like, I'll get ice cream, and the guy will drive 15 minutes. That's a great idea.
And, of course, I get it from this place called the Scottsdale Quarter, which means I have to park in a parking garage and walk across the street to get it. But whatever, I walked in there. And this lady looked at me like I was Charlie Manson. And
when you get the look, I mean,
I didn't. I was, I don't know that I was smiling, but I came in with neutral face on there and I just wanted to walk up to the place. And she looked at me like I thought I saw her reach for her kids.
Oh,
you know what
no.
I mean? Like to bring her kids closer to her because I was such a scary looking monster. And I can look, I'm the person that I get it. I can look creepy, especially when I have that angry look on my face with the beard and all the stuff and, stomping around.
I saw a shirt that I feel I need to own that says I'm much nicer than my face looks. And like, cause I have a resting bitch face and I'm like aware of that.
Yeah, it's called resting dick face on a guy. So
exactly. Whatever it is, but I'm like aware that that's like a situation that I deal with. You just look scarier.
But she looked at me like she started filing the police report before I've done anything. All I was there was to get ice cream and leave, and I wasn't gonna go stand in line.
I'm not sure how many further steps away.
I'm just standing there.
But I'm not sure how many further steps away you walking into an ice cream place is than you walking into the Lion King alone. I think that was the problem. Like if you're walking into Five Guys, everyone would be like, "All right, that's fine." You're just like, "Hey, everybody, who wants some sorbet?"
There he is in his natural environment. There
Let's
he goes.
Get
the
some
fat guy
sorbet,
in the burger
fellas. Fight.
But I go in to get ice cream, which I was delivering literally to a truck driver behind Lowe's. So, you know, and I was the creep in this situation, but I don't know. Like it was just a strange situation. And,
so you're mad about the ice cream or are you just mad about how you looked?
I'm not mad about that. What I said was, that's why I shaved, not all the way down, but I trimmed the beard.
Ah,
so okay. I don't look like a scary monster person, apparently, according to that lady.
Okay.
So didn't even say anything to me. You know, to be honest, I'm more upset about this lady giving me this look than I was about the guy.
How did it make you feel?
Shut up. Than I was about the guy in Safeway who was, you need to lose some weight, bud. Like, to be honest, like, that guy, that was his problem. This lady wasn't going to say anything to me. It was just, this guy looks like a psychopath. So I don't know.
What feeling first came to mind when she looked at you?
What are you, a therapist now?
I'm just saying, this entire episode.
Hey, listen, Shrink, if you're going to do this to me, why don't you use some of it for yourself? Come on. I mean, let's go.
Listen, I'm here to help other people. What I'm telling you is,
you're dragging this out of me.
If you need to sit out on the ITL casting couch here and you need to get some stuff off your chest, you just break in at any point during the next 3 hours that we're going to be on the radio, and let's talk about it, Bogman. We're MGK or whatever his name is. Machine Gun. Yeah, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly.
I'm more like Michael Kidd Gilchrist. I'm way on the bench.
All right, I have a story for you real quick. And then what we're going to do in the episode today, we have tons of football. We just are coming off the heels of Hell Week over on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, which is a whole thing. 5 straight episodes, an episode every single day, and every single one of them were dedicated to our ranks. So that's a big undertaking. But camp was going on as well, and there are massive amounts of storylines to cover. There's also some good baseball notes, so we've got a packed show, tons of stuff to get to. But before we get to any of that, I'm not going to talk about every single show I do, but just some stuff was going on during this week. Plenty of people know about it was going down Wednesday. Wednesday was a rough day for me. So Thursday, yeah. I had to go back to work, and I'm just whatever. I kind of want to be out of the house. So I'm like, I'm going to go. What better thing to do when you need to get out of the house than go into 110 degree weather and go watch 18 year olds play AZL rookie ball baseball? So I was like, sure, that's what I'm going to do. So I leave work and I'm cruising down to, it's Camelback Ranch where the Dodgers and the White Sox play. And I'm stopping at a gas station. We're going to fill up on only $25 of gas. We're not going to fill it up. That's my bit. Yeah. I was on under a quarter, so I made sure to put $25 in. I splurged a little bit. Usually it's 20, but we're not going to fill it up. And then I go in the gas station, and I'm not going to go through the motions of the cartoon characters that I met at the gas station, who there was. It was mind-boggling in the area that I was in, but because that's not the story. So I get in my car, I got my water, and I'm like, all right, let's go. So I'm like around the back end of the gas pumps, and I have to curl over to get back out onto the street. And this truck pulls up. He's kind of in front of me, so I'm like, he's going to be the first guy. I'm behind him. He's not turning, and I'm like, come on, man. Like, I want to get to the ballpark. I just want to get out of here. I'm in the ghetto. I just want to get out of here. And then,
yeah,
you
told me where you were, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, this is like, okay. Let's get out of here. So the first pass of like, well, something's going on. Like, does he see me upset back here, and he's not turning? So I give a honk, and I'm like, let's go, buddy. And nothing. And I'm like, oh. So then, you know, all new traffic comes through. He doesn't have his lights on. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Then the next opening happens and nothing is going on. And I am losing my mind now. I lay on the horn. These three ladies are kind of walking by, and I don't know if they speak English. And because because I get out of my car at this point, I've laid on my horn. This person isn't doing anything. They're in a truck. I've had enough. I've also had a week, not the week to do any of this stuff for me. I'm not going to play nice. So I get out of my car and I'm like, okay, we have been here for 5 minutes. I got 6 cars behind me. And these ladies just point. And I'm just like, what? I don't know what they're pointing at. Like, does he have a gun? Like, I don't know what's happening. I move my head over. The guy is asleep at the wheel.
Of course he is.
He had just pulled up in front of me. He is head down, almost in his lap, completely passed out asleep in the car. And I am baffled and beside myself. I'm just like staring at everybody and I'm like, what is happening right now? So I go up to the car and I go, hit the side of the car. Nothing.
And wake the F up.
I'm like, what are we doing? So then I hit the car, and then I just, he has his window down. Of course he does. So then I just push his shoulder, and I go,
who doesn't?
Hey, buddy. This
clearly sounds like a stable person. A person that fell asleep behind the wheel and has their window down and is 112.
I go, hey, buddy, what are you doing? And he kind of wakes up, and he is, I mean, you've never seen eyes redder.
Just a game. What are you trying to prove?
No big deal. And I'm beside myself, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, you were asleep. And I'm like, get off. I didn't use all the great words that I can, not words that I'm using here. I say, get off of the whatever road. Get over there, get yourself together, and maybe sleep, because you are asleep in the middle of the 5 p.m. on a Thursday. You are asleep when you're trying to turn, and I'm walking back to my car, and all the people are looking at me, so I do the universal two hands to the side. I tilt my head, and everybody's hands just go up like, oh, my God. I have never in my life experienced something like that. Like, we've seen people swerve and stuff. He was completely passed out, and it happened within 10 seconds of him stopping before he would turn. It is the weirdest thing I've ever. And by the way, he didn't pull over and get himself together. He just went right out onto the road, and I was like, this is safe. This is great.
Good Lord. Yeah. Hopefully you were going in the opposite direction.
Well, I was
going
in the exact same direction, but I kept far behind him. And then he went to turn, and I was like, well, smell you later. Like, what am I supposed to do at this point? Like, I wish I was nicer in that moment.
You didn't need to be nicer.
Please don't be asleep. Like, you didn't have a rough day. Like, something in his
system.
That
dude's had a rough life. You know what I mean? Clearly. So, you know, this is just something else that happened. But when you put yourself in that situation, whatever he was on is just terrible.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't.
I am 36 years old. I have never experienced something like that in my 36 years. Someone who, I just want to remind you, we were driving simultaneously to this turn. So he was coherent. He stops to turn. Done.
There's an argument to be had there. I don't know if he was ever coherent. But these people drive on the road with us, you know.
What should I be doing at that point? I mean, should I have, like, ripped him out of his car? Should I have done, like, a Grand Theft Auto?
No. If you rip him out of his car's going to go right into traffic because, God knows, the only thing that's keeping him out of traffic is his heavy foot. His foot that is asleep. On the brake.
If his foot had moved, he would have rolled into traffic and caused a massive car accident. And potentially with the car, I mean, like, it was right next to, it was on those corners with a light. So if the light was green, people are zooming by at 50 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour. He's done. And because they're hitting his side. Like, that's where he was going. Yeah. He's turning it right. I called you after.
I mean, that's a story you hear from, like, truck drivers, right? Who are, have meth? Insane. Yeah. Like, they're either on drugs because whatever reason, or they're like hopped up on caffeine pills and trying to do 3 days at a time to make all the money they possibly can. And they fall asleep at the wheel and, you know, go through a house or whatever.
That was my therapy session for you, by the way. Do you think that guy is telling somebody, like, I'm that woman?
This crazy dude.
No, like, I'm the woman who saw you. Like, he's like, this crazy person, you know what I'm saying? Like, is he, like, terrified? Like, this crazy person came up. Like, no, it's me. You're the crazy person.
Not you.
He was the crazy person.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't think he knew what was going on.
I don't know.
Like,
should I be
crazy
insulted
dream.
By what you just said to me? Did you me the crazy person?
I didn't call you the crazy, but I was saying, like, do you think he's out there telling this story of, like, some crazy guy was banging on my car? I was like, we were asleep.
I was just trying to sleep, and he comes up, and he starts wailing on the door.
Taking a great nap.
Yeah, what is he going to say to someone that you were in the wrong? No, he said, thank God this guy didn't call the cops on me.
Yeah.
Or he woke me up before
I didn't take my beer that was probably in the passenger seat.
he didn't call the cops on me. He didn't yank me out of the car.
My pills.
You were take his pills or whatever it was, his meth. You know, you were his guardian angel in that time, kind to of. Be honest.
Wow, I was a hero. Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think you were.
I don't think I use a vernacular that heroes use. Maybe in that new show, The Boys, on Amazon Prime. Like, maybe I use that vernacular that I assume those heroes do. But okay,
what's the vernacular they use?
I just words that would lose money. I can't afford to lose money right now, Bachman. You're gonna have to lose it.
Yeah, me neither. So, I think if anybody loses it on this episode, we just call a truce.
It's edited out. We're like,
unbelievably broke. It's just a joke. So
we should have like a listener one. Like we'll just have a fun. Oh, it should be like a swear jar, but every week we don't say it. We put a dollar in. We'll see how much we can say.
That's what they did on Parks and Rec. There's this character named Jerry, and every time he did something stupid, they put a dollar in a box, and at the end of the year, they had Jerry dinner.
As you can tell, what Bogman currently has on the background while he's doing podcasts. Yeah,
actually, I've been watching Community lately, but then I watched Last Chance U. Oh, my God. You haven't watched any of Last Chance U, have
no.
you?
No. I've seen stuff about it. Is this going on?
It is. I just don't even know.
Well, let's have a segment a little bit later, because we also got a teaser trailer for Hard Knocks, and I don't know. I'll play the clip of John Gruden. It's a great clip.
I think I saw that
one. It's the most Gruden of Gruden clips of all time. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Coming up, though, as we successfully killed that first segment, look at us, high five there, Bogman. Boom.
Yes.
What we are going to do when we come back is talk about the big camp stories that are kind of monopolizing our time, the important ones. The Ezekiel Elliott stuff is important. The Michael Thomas stuff is getting some more legs. There's some other injury notes, but the biggest one and the one that's following some controversy is Melvin Gordon and now Mr. Philip Rivers, because Philip Rivers was asked about Melvin Gordon's holdout, and his words, though not ridiculous, were definitely pretty damning. And so much so, Melvin Gordon responded to them online. So we're going to talk about that, how Pro Football Talk got into it, and how Philip Rivers and Melvin Gordon, not the besties right now. So we'll talk about what is going down with that. We're going to talk about Jerry Jones and Ezekiel Elliott. Tons of football, a little baseball sprinkled down there, and more. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and the Welsh in this league. Coming up, we got a whole bunch of hours, so just strap in. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk about it. We'll sit on the couch. We'll figure it out.
We'll shave our beard.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
That's right, baby. We're back. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is Bogman. It is Welsh. You can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. And, of course, come have fun with us over at patreon.com/ITL Army, where we are doing all the stuff. We've got our ranks. We've got GroupMe rooms. We have got secret comedy shows. Plus, Bogman even just dropped an AMA on Friday. So, patreon.com/ITL Army.
Yeah, it was a good AMA. It's funny because I completely forgot about it.
Yep.
And you hit me up. You're like, yeah, you got the AMA today. And I was like, great. And so I did it. And usually I'm depressed because there's not enough questions. It's like three people are like, so how fat are you? And then that's about it. But this,
how much Carl's Jr. do you actually eat in a given
but
week?
This one was good. My I had phone, a ton of questions
because we have Patreon. Awesome. We both have Patreon attached to our phones, and so like if I'm doing something, you'll see stuff that's going on. My phone was going absolutely berserk, and I text you like 15 minutes in. I'm like, Jesus, man. I'm like, AMA is going great over on Patreon right now. So
yeah, it was a lot of people, and it's probably because we actually promoted that one a little bit. But I just like, I like to sit and go through Reddit sometimes. So I was doing that. I was doing that today, and I came across what I think might be the funniest mashup of pictures I've ever seen. Okay. And I just sent it to you on your phone.
All right.
And I just want to know. Look at it now. I just want to know if there's a way you can describe what this mashup of pictures is without being just 1,000,000% inappropriate. So it's just a challenge. Well, I am
I can be literal. I can just tell people what it is. I know what you're getting at. So here's what it is. The top picture, I cannot tell you what Captain Marvel's name is. Who is Carol
Brie
Danvers?
Larson.
Brie Larson. I could never tell you her name. If there's a gun to my head, I would have no way to tell you who she is. But
I love Brie Larson.
Brie Larson, well, but see, wasn't there a Brie Larson in a different industry? There's a Brie.
Brie Olsen.
See, I always get them confused.
Who you're thinking of.
I get those very confused. I'm much more familiar with Brie Olsen than I am Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Brie Larson has a really horrible looking, I think it's a Netflix movie where she just like a paint. She paints. Like she's like, hey, look, I'm a painter. I'm socially awkward. I'm a painter. And the top picture is her laying on the ground, very rainbowed up. And the bottom picture is just four Teletubbies looking down at her. And the mind just wanders.
I found this on, there is a sub called NSFW Funny.
Boy, and it's clicking more with me now, Bogman. I got to be honest with you. What you were getting at with this picture wasn't fully going. And it's now there because I want to mind you, the Teletubbies are different colors and they're all standing over her. And she's got a lot of paint on her face.
Yeah. So all right. That is.
I got you. I'm with you. You should tweet this out. I'd love to see the internet's reaction. Well, how did Reddit take it?
So funny. To be honest, I didn't look at the comments because usually the comments in that sub are fairly creepy. So try not to pay attention to them as much as possible. But this was
creepy, like when an Instagram model posts a picture and then the guys that are like shooting their shot, like, hey, well, boo, you're really great. I'd love to take you out for dinner. And it's just
I don't know those are creepy. They're just embarrassing.
They're so embarrassing. Like, I can't stand Instagram for that particular thing. Like, we see it in the fantasy industry when, because, like, everyone's real subtle. When any female who works in sports tweets anything whatsoever, there's three things that happen. There's people that act normal. There's people that act horrible. And then there are just pathetic loser people that
losers
take it upon themselves to like try to date a person who's trying to just break down news about Melvin Gordon not showing up for camp. And it's just like, let people live a life. And it's really hard. But Instagram is all that. Anytime anyone posts something, boo, you looking great. Can I slide into those DMs? No, you should delete your account and you should move to Guatemala.
Where hopefully you don't do that to the local people. Yeah. Also,
but great picture, by the way. Totally, it's very 2019. It's very appropriate. All right, you want to talk about football things?
Yeah, let's talk about football.
So you didn't even hear too much about this, but so I was kind of following along with the story. Obviously, Melvin Gordon is the big, you know, the big reveal. He's the big talk right now. And as we were going through not only our running back episode, but we did our top 150 overall on Friday over on the ITL Fantasy Football. We had the conversation centered around these guys that are in holdout mode. Because currently you have Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott, potentially, and potentially Michael Thomas. The Michael Thomas one is, you know, less than ideal as well. But Melvin Gordon, as we had discussed, is the one that we're both worried about. You had maybe already kind of baked in a little bit of your ranks. Or your ranks were already down, but I don't think it was so much about the holdout. I moved mine out based on this stuff, so, and I'm worried about it. So that's the one I'm currently worried about. Well, things got more interesting as if they haven't as of recent, because we had the holdout stuff. We had him saying, then trade me. We then had the Chargers info break that they ain't doing a contract. They're not going to do anything. Well, on Friday, Philip Rivers got into the mix, and he was asked about the situation. Philip Rivers said, we love Melvin.
He doesn't have opinions usually, right?
Well, he's got more kids than opinions, but when he does voice an opinion, it, you know, it stands out. He says, we love Melvin Gordon, but running back is a deep position for us. And let me pull out the full quote here. He goes, although Rivers made a point of saying that Gordon is a good teammate, he also said that the second and third running backs on the roster, Eckler and Jackson, are capable of taking on a heavy workload. He said, they're going to get a lot of work. It certainly is a deep position for us, and those guys all love to play and work hard. We love Melvin, but we're going to go with what we've got. It's a pretty dang good group. That was the quote. So then,
All right. I just got to be honest.
Yeah.
Innocuous. Just a nothing comment, throwaway. That's fine. To me, that means nothing. Like, he's just complimenting the guys that are there. He said Melvin Gordon is a great teammate and running back or whatever he said, but we have other good guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, if there's something to pull out of that, it's the I'm trying to look up, what is Tyrann Mathieu's? Oh, there you go. I couldn't.
Something about Honey Badger?
Yeah, I was just trying to find it. I think the thing that stood out for everybody was that he said, we're going to go with what we've got. Like, right, that was the thing. We're going to go with what we've got. And that was the thing that stood out to a lot of people. So I'm trying to find this because I don't want to. Well,
so do you think, and I hate this, I hate reading the tea leaves on comments like this, because number one, I think it's stupid. I just say what you mean what you say. It shouldn't be that hard. But reading the tea leaves on this, do you think that there's a deeper, like, they all expect him not to play this season, so they're just going to go with what they have? Is that kind of what we're pulling from this?
I mean, I think there's a couple things. Okay, good. I found this thing. There's a couple things with it. Like, the player side, because what has happened is apparently there's some players that are pissed about the Phillip Rivers thing. Because,
what?
Yeah, because what it does is it comes back to, and what everyone is likening this to, is when Baker Mayfield kind of went in on Duke Johnson, if you remember. I think Warren Sharp here, let me find it. Warren Sharp lays it out. And he goes, the comparison, let me just scroll up. I got a lot of scrolling to do here.
Yeah, but Baker Mayfield's comment, if I'm remembering correctly, was something along the lines of, you know, you're either all in or you're all out. You know, it wasn't like a, you know, our guys are good, we're going to go with what we have that's at camp. It was, you're either all in or you're all out. So either lead, follow, or get out of the way, or something stupid like that.
Well, so here's Warren Sharp.
Baker Mayfield thing.
He goes, notice the difference. Phillip Rivers on Melvin Gordon, who's holding out. We love Melvin, but we're going to go with what we've got. It's a pretty dang good group. Baker Mayfield and Duke Johnson, who reported and didn't hold out. It's self-inflicted. I hope he does his job. So Baker Mayfield was taken like aside by a bunch, by like some veterans,
Vets,
being like,
yeah,
you need to, you don't do this. You especially don't do this to a player when they're trying to get paid. What's
right.
happening is there's a version of that apparently that's going on in San Diego, yeah, with the Chargers around Phillip Rivers with these comments. And the comment that's kind of being taken here is, we're going to go with what we've got. And it kind of the, we love Melvin Butt situation. Now, what I think that is it's Phillip Rivers simply going in and being like, I'm not talking about people that aren't here. I'm not worried right. about people that aren't here. I'm talking about my guys that are here. But because he made a comment like that, it turned into a bigger thing. So here is what I was telling you about, and it looks like he may have deleted it, but because there's some screenshots that are still out here. Tyrann Mathieu took Pro Football Talk's article, because they're the ones that wrote this up, and their headline says, Phillip Rivers, we love Melvin Gordon, but running back is a deep position for us. That is the headline, which, God, by the way, is less
so clickbaity.
But I think that is what he said. But I think that's less harmful than what he actually, the other quote of, we are going to go with what we got. Tyrann Mathieu quote tweets it and goes, damn, that article. Then Melvin Gordon quote tweets Tyrann Mathieu and goes, wild, right? That is where that situation, and then of course Melvin Gordon's response elicited a whole bunch of stuff. Pro Football Talk, and then this is the end of the story, and then we can kind of talk about all the actual things. Pro Football Talk then took to Twitter to comment on this, because this is, they get the quote, they write the story, Mathieu responds, Melvin Gordon responds to Rivers' comments, then Pro Football Talk, who's getting hit up, says, to anyone who thinks our tweet characterizing Phillip Rivers' comments about Melvin Gordon took Rivers' quote words out of context, Rivers' actual words were stronger than the characterization of them in our tweet, which I agree with. The problem is they're all innocuous words. They're all little tiny things. Why Melvin Gordon is upset, why anyone is upset. Phillip Rivers should simply go, listen, man, you know, I would love to have Melvin here, but I can only think about the guys that are here. That's what you say. He had a couple words that are going to have a bunch of sensitive sallies move forward. And now you've got a situation where a player is holding out or wants to be traded and now has drama inside the locker room.
This is all right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take this molehill. We're going to turn it into a mountain, which is what the media does. So I guess, you know,
I'm great at this game.
Fair game, right?
This is what I do with everything in life. I turn one little sentence or like, hey, good show. And then I'll turn that into an insult.
Why not great show?
Oh, it's not a great show? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, look, you don't follow me? Oh, okay, great. I see you've been tweeting about other shows a whole bunch, so you like those a lot better. I'm glad I'm a good show. Thanks so much for tuning into a good show. I'll do better next time. Thanks, a-hole.
I see you asked me a question about my ranking on Dak Prescott, dick.
Yeah.
Why? How dare you ask a question?
Don't ask a question about my rank. Don't even question. Don't interact with me, even though I say interact with us. Who do you think you are?
This is just such a nothing, but I don't understand why guys like Philip Rivers pretty much said the right thing here. Like, we love Melvin, but he's not here. We're going to go with the guys
we
have.
How about you? We've
How
got
about,
Eckler.
What about you?
So we'll do.
Red Rover, send Eckler on over. So it's just so dumb that this is turning into anything.
You know what the best thing about all of them are?
Why would these guys comment on these? When are we going to learn? Like, if a guy is holding out, you just need to say, hey, look, he's holding out and that is his business.
Well,
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
You know?
Yes, but to be fair, when is the point you're allowed to? Like what happened with Le'Veon Bell, and then, you know, the Steelers started commenting. They're like, you know, hey, it'd be great if he'd just show up. Like, when's the point where teammates are allowed
drama
to say something?
It was drama from the jump, and that's what made last year terrible. You had drama from the beginning with Le'Veon Bell not showing up and the line talking about him. They're like, oh, yeah, he wants all this money, but we're all working on whatever, which is, by the way, still millions of dollars. So
I love millionaires like defining, you know,
right.
I'm just living paycheck to paycheck. Be like, OK, well, one paycheck would change my life. So.
The first one, wasn't it Latrell Sprewell was the first one that was like,
yeah,
I got to feed my family. And it's like, well, you make $15 million a year. Making $20 million a year, is it that big a difference? I think you can still feed your family and other small countries.
How am I going to gas up this yacht?
Right.
How do people gas up their yachts? They don't. They have dinghies.
How's my au pair going to live if I ain't got all this money? So
get a paddle boat. I can get $150 for a paddle boat on Amazon. That's the best that I can do.
It's just eye rolling sometimes, but I just taking the thing that I really hate about clickbaity things like that is taking one part of the comment and, you know, putting it on, because now I feel aggravated when you take one part of the comment out of context and put it as your headline, which is what they're supposed to do, which is what clickbait stuff is for.
But it's not even clickbait.
So you
click on it
and you can actually read the whole thing.
But they just took a quote from the article. They didn't mess with it. They just took a quote that was, it wasn't even like salacious. Here's what I think is more important than spending an entire segment talking about the validity of, like, you know, the argument and stuff. We both realize Philip Rivers didn't do a good job of essentially trying to be like, I'm focused on the guys that are here. That's what he should have said. Like, NFL speak media 101, you know, we'll give him a lesson. I wish the best for Melvin.
It kind of sounded like
we
don't even need him anyway, is basically what it's like.
He went too far, unloaded a little bit, and he kind of almost did a, like, you know, hey, we got great running backs. If we don't have Melvin, we're good. And he you know, definitively says, we're going with what we've got. You know, that's almost like him making a statement for the organization. So that's where things are taking it. What I am curious about, though, and we'll be coming up on a break here in a minute, so you got about a minute, Boggs, but what I'm curious is, do you think that this type of stuff, do you think this is becoming more toxic? Like, do you read into this? Sure, these guys, you know, if Melvin Gordon gets paid, they'll all shake hands, they'll all be good, blah, blah, blah. But do you think this type of fodder is just more fuel for this Melvin Gordon situation to get ugly? That's what I care about, because everything is cured by money and everything can be cured, but it feels like it's getting messier by the day.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is more fuel for the fire, like you said. For these guys to become unruly and upset and all that stuff. And like I said, it's the first thing that started with the Steelers last year. So I've, you know, my team went through it last year. So I kind of watched how it went down.
Got to feel reminiscent.
It does. I mean, they don't have a head case like Antonio Brown on their team also. So, I mean, not that I know of. Maybe I just don't know the personalities.
I mean,
well,
Melvin Gordon's actually a pretty, like,
in LA
locked in dude. Who would you say, San Diego?
I almost did. I said in L.A. I said in big pause, then L.A.
If you ever notice me go, Charger, if I say the Chargers, it's me trying to not realize I almost said San Diego. So I'll just go, yeah, you know, so the team in the Chargers, you know, like that. So I don't accidentally say San Diego. But like, so, I mean, I guess this is a bigger question for the next segment. So that's where we'll kind of dig in. I'm curious to anybody else, what is the point that you are going to start getting worried? When is the concern going to be too much for you? Because I've been sitting on this all week, and I've been saying the more time goes by, the more worried I am. But seeing this type of stuff, if I was in a draft right now, I don't even know if I could draft him where I have his rank. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We'll further dig into this Melvin Gordon mess. We'll talk about the stuff with Ezekiel Elliott and Michael Thomas, because all of that dominated this first week of camps. That's not even talking about the injuries. One back is already on the pup. A bunch of other stuff. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up right after this.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull? Hey.
Season-long fantasy football drafts are in full swing, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package with the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts crew provide dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY, the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So much fun.
What was that promo code, Bogman?
FNTSY.com is all I got. So
it was FNTSY. You just tune out.
I did. Yeah. I was reading this article that we were going to talk about at some point. Okay. I hate it when you do that. I really do.
Just
I'm trying to catch up. Yeah. And you quiz me and, you call me out on it and, I got got.
You so, got got. All right.
FNTSY. I got got. That's all I can say. FNTSY.
That's a promo code. Roto Experts. 10% off.
Roto Experts. 10% off.
Davis Maddock. Got it. Those are all the keywords. 10% FNTSY. Roto Experts. Davis Maddock. Football.
Buzzwords. Right.
Buzzwords. All right. Melvin Gordon. So he laid down the, you know, it's chatter. It's clutter. It's some of that stuff. Sure. At the end of the day, week one, if Melvin Gordon's on the team with a new contract and you got him at pick 18, you get to win. You get to be like, hey, look at me. I'm the guy that got Melvin Gordon. I got the discount and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, it's like days of future past here. Bishop isn't coming back in time and telling us what's happened. You could take him at 18 and he could be garbage. He might not play. The Chargers aren't trading him. I don't see why the Chargers are going to try to trade him. And they don't seem to want to give him a contract. So I think they're putting in Melvin Gordon's hands. And my argument this entire offseason has been Lev Bell has set us up for a player holding out. So that's why I'm concerned. What do you take as an approach if you had a draft, let's say in the next 7 days? 7 days, you're not going to get anything great. What is it? On Thursday coming up here, you've got the Hall of Fame game, if I remember that correctly. So you got the first game coming down. In the next 7 days, you've got some type of a cool draft going on. There's always these big industry ones. What are you doing with Melvin Gordon? I know you have him at like 11 or something like that. Do you legitimately feel comfortable enough to take Melvin Gordon anywhere? I want to say anywhere inside the top two rounds right now, Box.
Every day that goes by, I'm, you know, less and less confident in my thoughts on him, to be completely honest with you. So, at this point, I think that if I'm drafting today, I think I'm still okay with him as an elbow pick. But as this gets more contentious, like a 12 to 13, you know, somewhere around there. But as this gets worse and worse and worse moving forward, I think that I'm just going to take him off my list until something happens. I don't blame anyone with that mindset at all right now, just completely ignoring him until, you know, more information comes your way because of what happened last year. And I'm one of those people that got burned by Bell. So maybe I'm just a little bit jaded at this point with this kind of stuff. But I completely understand leaving him off your list and not wanting to draft him because of this stuff.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's kind of where I'm at. And I hate being that guy. And I don't want to keep retreading everything we keep talking about. But like every time you just get more bad stuff, you know, the Chargers are not wrong. The Chargers have two very good backs. Austin Eckler can run the offense. You could have Justin Jackson in there. They're not wrong. They put themselves in a situation where two backs can do great. Do they want to have Melvin Gordon out there? Sure. But if the team is hard stance, if unless he is completely playing chicken here, which it sure doesn't feel like, plus you add on these extra little, you know, Phillip Rivers saying stuff, it's just more fodder for a player to just say, yeah, screw it. I'm not going to budge on this. I know, and this is where I don't want to keep retreading this, but it's like I don't see the upside at this point in taking him over proven commodities. And I think he's off my board in the first two rounds right now. And I hate doing it because he's an immense talent, but this is one that I'm concerned about. Where you take the inverse, Boggs, where Jerry Jones was asked about Elliott, and his comment was, Adam Schefter said, Jerry Jones said, Ezekiel Elliott is, quote, late to training camp. He's officially a non-report, and he's subject to fines per the CBA, but it doesn't mean that they're going to fine him. And Jerry Jones was super just like, you know, nonchalant about it. He was just like, he's late. He's like, but, you know, we're good. I mean, Jerry Jones is completely behind Ezekiel Elliott. And guess what? That's all I need to know. Elliott's getting his
conspiracy
contract.
Theory about that is they probably already hashed this out. Like, he doesn't want to come to camp. They're like, okay, fine. Don't come to camp. We'll figure it out without you. It's not that big a deal. So, to be honest, I think it's something along those lines where, yeah, we're not going to give you any money, but you don't have to come to camp and play in the preseason and go through all that. We know you're in good condition.
See, I don't buy that fine. Because I don't see why they would. Why would they test this player breaking CBA rules that are subject to fine just because he doesn't want to play? Bring him there and just be like, yeah, we're holding him out for a couple weeks. That's why I don't buy that. I do believe Jerry Jones is like, we're going to get this done.
I think you get the stupid, idiotic rumors either way, though, right? Like, you get the...
Not if he's there. Not if he's there.
But if he's there and they're not playing him, well, why aren't they playing him?
Well, they say they'll just
be
like...
Is he an injury?
Say they're resting him.
Yeah. Well, why are they resting him? Does he have a blood condition?
That's 1 billion times different than what we're dealing with right now. A holdout because of a contract is much different than that. They could just simply we're not going to play
him. But do you think he's actually holding out for a contract? Because I don't think he is. I think he's not showing up because he doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to
go through
all that stuff.
But he is subject to $1.2 million in fines plus...
They have
a handshake agreement. Why wouldn't they talk
that's
about
what
that?
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But why wouldn't that be public knowledge?
Because they don't want to be seen as treating him as different from other players. As asinine as that sounds, it feels like that's what they want out of this whole thing. Because I think you're setting a terrible example here for guys that don't want to show up to camp. But there are plenty of guys that have to show up to camp to keep their job. He's just not one of them.
I mean, so, I feel like you and I, our destination is the same place.
Just but getting the, there different
the
ways.
The road we're traveling is very different in our thought process.
I am not worried about Zeke even a little bit is just the bottom line as far as he goes.
Jerry Jones coming out.
Weird, makes, not hold out, not hold out.
Jerry Jones making the statement, I'm good. I'm good right now. Elliott is solid for me.
This is like when two kids get caught doing the same thing, right? And one set of parents is super strict about stuff, and the other one's like, boys will be boys, you know.
So this is the difference. Literally, it's a difference between you and me getting into some trouble. Like, my mom would be like, oh, whatever, just go talk to a dog. You know what I mean? And, like, your parents would be like, hard labor, you know, hard labor for two weeks and working, moving gravel.
That Kim Jong-un is doing great things. We're going to learn from him today.
So. My mom is like, oh, let's read the stars and talk to dogs. And I'm just like, all right, am I in trouble? I guess not. See ya. Be back on Thursday. You know, like that. You're right. I mean, but we're just different destinations. But Melvin Gordon, I think, is a massive concern. And I pulled up Fantasy Pros. I want to see if any adjustments have been made here. He's still coming in as the, let's see, let's go ADP here. Standard rank. I don't care about rankings right now. I want to see ADP. Man, Bob, yeah, he's coming in as the eighth running back right now. Or overall player.
Excuse me, Zeke or Gordon?
I'm sorry, Gordon. Zeke is okay. Two. The only place he's different is RTS Sports, where he comes in as like the third overall player, because I'm just looking at ADP. But Melvin Gordon, the lowest place he comes in is eight at RTS Sports. The highest is NFL.com.
But you're going to have a whole, like, with so many of those ADPs right now, you're going to have a whole list of... you know, all the off-season stuff is still on there. Just I don't know if that's really a good source.
Well, you
know
it's not. I mean? But I mean, I always like point out we go to Fantasy Pros because, you know, it's not. I'm not saying that they're rubes and boobs. They're not. It's useful information. But rubes and boobs are gonna like they're gonna go over to just ESPN, the number one place they can think of, or they're gonna go to a place like Fantasy Pros and they're gonna see. And the Melvin Gordon stuff, I just don't think is reflective unless. Unless I am the outlier, that I feel like I'm more concerned than everybody else, because I do see a lot of people get super hyped up. I got Melvin Gordon at 14. You know, what a steal. It's like, yeah, maybe. Like, yeah, maybe
it's a steal if he shows up. But if he doesn't show up, then you got screwed.
Could have had Michael 14. Thomas. Could have had. I mean, Todd Gurley is going as the 14th overall player still. You and I are firmly on five. Like, it's just no doubt for me. So I guess the end of the day, there's not enough quantitative stuff that's going to show you the effects of what's happening with Melvin Gordon right now. But I can't reiterate enough that I am concerned, and I'm not going to bother myself with him right now until I get better information, because the only information that's coming out is worse information. Ezekiel Elliott, Jerry Jones, better information. Now, the Michael Thomas info, what is your level of concern? Because when we did the overall, the Michael Thomas stuff was kind of fresh, but it's starting to, there's starting to be a little bit more info out there.
They're close to an extension from what I read today. So we're good. You could pretty much put that one to bed, I think. So
we're good on that front. It's solely Melvin Gordon, though.
Melvin Gordon. Like, look, if Zeke gets to a point where Jerry starts talking bad on him, like, we need him here in camp, and, you know, if he's not going to show up, you know, whatever the words that he would use, then I am, you know, yeah, we want some of that glory hole. If we get to that point where things are being said, or even teammates are like, we can only talk about the guys that are here, blah, 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 you know, then, okay, start to get a little bit worried. But as of right now, he's going to show up on time. I feel like they already know what's going on with whatever it is here. And it's all going to be good for him. Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
I mean, it is tough when you go and look, you know, the guy averaged just under 23 points per fantasy points per game last year in PPR, which, you know, would have set him fourth or fifth on total points, which is, I mean, it's really nuts. And especially that. He only had 175 attempts last year, 885 yards and 10 touchdowns, and he played 12 games. That's what he played last year. But even though the points weren't quite up there, you had kind of a downish-ish year for a guy like Joe Mixon. Lev Bell's not in there. Nick Chubb, he's kind of a difficult story. Averaged 12 fantasy points per game in the 16 games, but you have to go and extrapolate and talk about the games that he was actually a starter out there. So sure, there's a fantasy difference. There's a difference to me when you start looking at Dalvin Cook and Kerryon Johnson and Melvin Gordon, and you're like, well, risk versus reward is much different. Then you go and look at what a Kansas City running back like Damian Williams can do, or you look at Nick Chubb and Melvin and Joe Mixon, who are on the uptick. Like, Melvin Gordon, just really the only one that to me right now would even have been a question would have been Damian Williams versus Gordon. I would take Damian Williams in that offense. Now you get to Dalvin Cook, you're starting to talk about ADPs that are in the late 20s or something like that. Third round is the better risk thing, but it just ain't happening. That's pipe dreams at this point with a guy like Melvin Gordon, because there's not enough negative information to lower the ADP. That's why no bueno for me.
Now, are you But let's just say that he's not shown up for all of preseason, and you're doing like my home league, the Welsh. We draft like, you know,
a couple days before the league starts. A
couple days before the season starts, right. So where he hasn't shown up at all, is he just completely undraftable to you at that point? Or is this a situation where you're like, well, now he's really got some value because, like you said, he's probably going in the fourth or fifth because people are expecting him to sit out the whole year.
I mean, I feel like we're going to have a lot more information at that point. Like we're going to know
like they're close on an extension, or there's just, this thing is just absolutely not happening.
Yeah. Or like he's going to show like up that. At this point. Was I confusing, by the way, is it Melvin Gordon that needs to show up by August 6th, or is it Zeke?
No, that's Zeke.
It is Zeke. Okay. But so
that's what you said. But like I said before, the stuff with Bell last year, they're like, well, he misses a year of whatever if he doesn't show up at this time. And then they were like, well, we misread whatever the CBA rule. Yeah. Like that rule is very weird and contentious. And I know you read it from somewhere, but it hasn't been popping up all over the place. So I feel like it just doesn't have enough gravitas to mean much at this point.
Well, that one was to Zeke, though. With Melvin Gordon, I would tell you this. I would assume if he is not ready as week one is going and he hasn't shown up whatsoever, I mean, how can you take him in the top five round? You want to like have a flyer that he shows up later in the season. All right. But still at that point, like you think they're just going to like give the reins to Melvin Gordon? Like he's not going to get his big contract if he decides to show up mid season. So what's he playing for? Handful of games, you know, to, I don't know, build status for the next year. Do you really think they're going to give him the full reign? He already was kind of a minimalist in some respects to, you know, how much they need to use him. I think if there's just nothing but negative news right towards the start of the season, he's at best, he's a Kareem Hunt. You know how we're treating Kareem Hunt right now? Like it's a better Kareem Hunt situation. That's how you would look at it. Like I'm talking all negative. I love Melvin Gordon. And if he re-signs this contract, you're going to see me back in. But this is what concerns me. And I just don't see the upside at this point in dabbling in this, especially as like I said, Friday, hey, Jerry Jones, good positive news. Phillip Rivers, screw him. We don't need him. Beat it. Get out of here. That's not good.
I don't know if it's as, I don't know if it's as you describe, like, who needs you? Beat it. Get out of here.
I mean, Phillip Rivers is like, I got four kids that could run better than him right now. Like, get on the offense. Probably good.
Well, that's probably true. So
could Phillip Rivers be Melvin Gordon's dad? Like, is he old enough?
No, I don't think he is.
What's Phillip Rivers?
He'd have to have gotten a really quick start. I think
I'm going
to
listen. So. Phillip. Well, I mean, he's got like 20 of them. Phillip Rivers kids ages. Wow. That just auto corrects. He has a 17 year old. Like,
wow. That just comes up. Really?
It does. He has a 17-year-old.
Yeah, but Melvin Gordon's like 24. So
I mean, not that far.
I mean,
just a couple bad mistakes as a teenager.
Yeah, maybe it's not out of the realm of possibility. It's just not, you know, if his oldest is 17, then, you know, it's really not that close. So
that is wild to me. So
it's just, like you're over here like with two, and you're
I got almost 7-year-old coming up here in like 2 weeks, and I got the 3-year-old, and I'm like, oh my God, you have 8 children. Can you? I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine having one. So I don't know what you guys are doing. You guys are nuts.
I don't even like paying the water bill. How can I have 8 kids?
Exactly.
I got to take out the trash.
I can't even take care of my car. What are you talking about?
I'm like 5,000 miles overdue for an oil change. What are you talking about? I can't have 8 kids here. All right. That's the end of hour one. Melvin Gordon.
God, you got to eat again today?
Oh, my God. How much are you going to eat? Jesus.
Jeez.
We've got some baseball talk. We got a lot more camp stuff because someone is establishing themselves already as maybe a little secret wars there at the running back position who might be a number one. Mother injury stuff. Hour one in the books. Hour two and three coming up. So don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman, more Welsh. And check us out over at patreon.com/ITL Army. Come have fun with us. Have so much fun during the fantasy football season. We'll be back.